AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome back to part two of Next on the Tee. We're not done yet. Coming up, more stories, more insight, and more reasons to love this game. Let's dive right back in. Part two starts now, right here on Next on the Tee, where golf legends live and your game gets better.
Hey, Next on the Tee Nation, thank you so much for coming back and pressing play on part two of this week's show featuring my conversation with Bob Winskowitz. As you guys know, Squares has been a wonderful partner for many years, and not because they're paying me, but because they're better. I have a rack full of Squares golf shoes now because when I compared them to all the other shoes that I had on my shoe rack, they were 10 times better. And that's why we became partners and friends. And Bob, like I say, has been a wonderful friend for many years. And in this week's show, he's going to come back and talk to you about the science behind their shoe. Now, look, if you just think Squares is a gimmick, you couldn't be more mistaken. And Bob's going to prove it to you with science. But I think some of it is just common sense. If the toe of your shoe is squared off and the toe box gives you more room, it's not that tapered thing at the end that's kind of squeezing your toes. It's squared off, you got more room. That way your feet and your toes can lay just as normally as they would if you had them on the floor with nothing on your feet. Well, now you've got better balance. You've got better stability. That way you can launch yourself, use those ground forces, launch into the golf ball, and get more swing speed, get more distance. I think it just makes common sense. Now, Bob's going to do a much better job in getting into the science for you and explaining the whys behind that sort of thing. So you're going to hear that. You'll hear that they've branched off into baseball for the cleats. On the major league side, they've got some players using it. What are they getting? They're getting more velocity, more exit speed off the bat. They're into pickleball now as well, and it sounds to me like they're going to be branching out more and more. So, folks, sit back, relax, let Bob tell you why you need to take a look at your shoes and get better ground forces so that you can hit it further and you can have more fun out on the golf course. And again, thank you so much for pressing play and being here. Okay, but before Bob joins me and we get into all of that, I want to remind you about our friends over at On Point Golf and their out of this world On Point Golf Ball Marker. And if you don't have one, folks, you really need to go check it out at onpointgolf.us. Get the number one ball marker in the game of golf. On Point is the only three-dimensional ball marker out there with alignment technology and a removable coin that is approved to use according to the rules of golf. As you know, putting is all about line and pace. Mark your ball with On Point. Engage with your three-dimensional ball marker and have more confidence in your line, execute the putt, and you're going to lower your scores. Do what the likes of Jim Furyk, PGA professionals, and amateurs alike are doing now. They use the number one ball marker in golf and they lower their scores. You know Ken Duke and Thongchai JD. They won for the first time on the PGA Tour in 2023 and they were using an On Point ball marker. Get yours at onpointgolf.us and make more putts. And oh, by the way, you can also customize the removable coin for any club, event, or corporate outing. They make really great tee gifts and custom products. That's also going to help lower your score. I use On Point ball markers. Mine is black and gold, 3D black golf ball with a gold line down the middle to help me line up my putts. It's like having a 15th club in my bag. It's helped my game. Why wouldn't you let it help yours? Again, onpointgolf.us. See what I'm talking about. Order yours today. And speaking of Bob and Squares Golf.
So Nick here. What if there was a golf shoe embraced by hundreds of thousands of golfers, celebrated for its stability, comfort, and distance? What if this shoe earned the title of most technologically advanced golf shoe by Sports Illustrated? And what if the company behind that shoe spent the last year perfecting a brand new category of golf footwear? Well, the what if is here. Introducing the all-new Pro S2 LT by Squares, a new class all of its own, the perfect blend of lightweight comfort and stable performance. You'll notice the difference. Change your shoes, change your game. Squares.
Also, a warm welcome to the Next on the Tee family, to our new friends over at Sunday Swagger. Look, folks, if you're tired of boring golf clothes, Sunday Swagger is changing the game with their boldest collaboration yet. Officially licensed Guinness apparel that brings iconic style to the golf course. Their premium polos, button-ups, and quarter zips feature four-way stretch and moisture-wicking fabric that moves with you. Whether you're crushing drives or raising a pint at the 19th hole, their fall collection blends Guinness's legendary heritage with Sunday Swagger's eye-catching designs, plus accessories like head covers, towels, and even custom beer sleeves to keep your beverages chilled while you're out on the golf course. With styles for men and women available online and in select stores, you're guaranteed to turn heads and spark conversation. Visit SundaySwagger.com and join the Sunday Club for exclusive drops and member benefits. Sunday Swagger, polos with personality. All right, now back in Next on the Tee with me is a guy who has become a wonderful friend over the last several years. He is the founder of Squares Golf, and that is Bob Winskiewicz. Squares are the best golf shoes on the market, bar none in my opinion, and it's not even close. Tour players and athletes from across a few sports now are turning to Squares. They've branched out to creating shoes that improve performance for baseball, softball, and pickleball now as well. Several of our friends here on the show are now a part of Squares Nation, including our great friend Mark Calcavecchia, Jim McLean, who's been on the show several times, most recently a couple months ago, Nick Bradley, Todd Cole, Bobby Clampett, Taylor Crosby, who joined me earlier in the year, Steve Yellen, and Kenny Knox, who was just with me a couple of weeks ago. If you look back over Bob's career, go back to the mid-90s, he was a regional sales manager for McGregor Golf and then senior vice president of sales and marketing for the Arnold Palmer Golf Company. Since he started Squares, the shoes keep getting better and better each and every year. I don't know how he does it. They've been named the best golf shoe by Golf Digest, and I couldn't be more thrilled to get to spend some more time with them this week here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Bob, how are you, my friend? And it's not even close. Tour players and athletes from across a few sports now are turning to Squares. They've branched out to create shoes that improve performance in baseball, softball, and pickleball now as well. Several of our friends here on the show, and names that you guys hear coming and joining me repeatedly over the years, are now a part of Squares Nation. Guys like Mark Calcavecchia, Jim McLean, who was just here a few weeks ago, Nick Bradley, Todd Cole, Bobby Clampett, Taylor Crosby on earlier this summer, Steve Yellen and Kenny Knox, who just joined me a couple of weeks ago. All of these guys have jumped on board, and that's not even all of the names for the folks that are now a part of Squares Nation. If you look back into Bob's career, back into the mid-90s, he was a regional sales manager for McGregor Golf, and then senior vice president of sales and marketing for the Arnold Palmer Golf Company. Since he started Squares, the shoes just keep getting better and better every single year. They've been named one of the best golf shoes by Golf Digest, and I couldn't be more thrilled I get to have Bob back with me this week here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Bob, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Chris, and thank you for that very flattering intro, and it's so good to be back with you. Thank you.
So a lot for us to get into, Bob, and I want to first of all start by congratulating you. Sports Illustrated, and I didn't mention this in your intro, named Squares the top-performing golf shoe. So the accolades just keep coming and coming, and the people jumping on the Squares bandwagon keeps getting larger and larger. Talk about the success that you guys have had so far this year.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting year. As you mentioned in your intro, we branched out into baseball and pickleball. And candidly, I never envisioned that. That was not part of the plan when I started this. I was, you know, laser focused on golf. And, you know, as it would have it, you know, when we were starting out, you know, we kept pushing the science and the technology of the shoe. And, you know, it really has application across any land-based sport where you need the ground as a source of fuel for whether it's, you know, pickleball movements or whether it's swinging a bat, throwing a baseball, or any other sport for that matter. But what we learned is that providing somebody with measurably more balance and stability and ground force was what people were after in all other sports. And it was fun to learn that golf really pioneered the software to measure ground force production, whether it's force plates or whether it's a pressure mat, and swing analysis. And it finally made its way into baseball, and it's finding its way into other sports. And, you know, whether it's a golf club that is highly regulated now by the USGA, or a golf ball, you know, or a baseball bat is highly regulated as well. You know, where do players or where do athletes look today for improving performance? And they're looking to the ground and better use of the ground. So, you know, it's been fun to watch that this technology can be leveraged in other sports. And I'm really excited about the fact that we did it in baseball and pickleball.
So there's a lot to unpack there, Bob, and I want to kind of go through all the different sports with you. But when you were talking, what resonates with me is athletes are always looking for a place to get an edge. How can I get an edge? And to your point in golf, where everything is so regulated by the USGA, a place to do it has now come from those ground forces and the shoe, right? So for everybody who isn't aware, that hasn't joined us before, doesn't really understand how can a shoe make a difference, why is squares different, remind everybody about how you guys are able to put the foot on the floor in the shoe and generate more ground forces, which what everyone is looking for, right, is more distance. That force now creates the ability to generate more swing speed and then greater distance. Remind everybody about the science behind
it. Basically, what happens throughout the golf swing or any movement in golf is that, you know, it's Newton's third law. You need to use the ground in every action, or the pressure that you create creates an equal amount back. But, you know, walking, you're going to get that equal exchange. But in golf, what you want to do is use the ground. You want to press down. And when you think of your golf shoes, it's probably the most overlooked piece of any sport is your shoes. But, you know, I always jokingly say there's two connections in golf, your hands to the club, your feet to the ground, and which is more important? Well, of course, you need to swing the club. So, you know, let's take that off the table. But where you get all of the fuel for the golf swing is your interaction with the ground. And that's how much pressure you can create with the ground. So what happens with all traditional shoes out there, they angle your toes to the center of the shoe. And if they angle the toes to the center of the shoe, as you press down and try to create more than your body weight in pressure, the only place the toes can go is round under. And narrowing your toe box or narrowing your toes reduces your ability to create ground force, and it reduces balance and stability. So, you know, for those people who are listening, if you were to take your hand and place it straight out in front of you and spread your fingers, that would be the optimal thing in a shoe that you would be able to, excuse me, generate better balance, better stability, and better ground force. Now take your hand and move your little finger and your big in your thumb underneath those other three fingers. And your big toe is like the rudder of a boat. And that big toe accounts for about 32% of your rotational capability. When you start moving all of that in under those three toes, you're not allowing the foot to function properly, and you're creating inefficiencies in your golf swing. So let me make this point, which is, I'm not giving anybody that plays baseball or golf anything they don't have. It's their ability to create that pressure is one thing, but to use it all is another thing. And again, you have people have that ability, but it's the shoe and the imbalance that shoes create today that really create a lot of this energy leakage, as we call it. Now, with our shoe, the toe box, the geometry of the toe box allows the toes to sit more naturally in the shoe. It doesn't force your big toe underneath the other toes. And what that does, it gives you five touch points now that you can feel the ground better and you can press harder. And if you can press harder and you're more balanced and stable, you will hit the ball farther and straighter. And we have spent the last 8 years doing independent testing, medical, clinical, independent testing about ground force, about balance and stability and the way the foot works. And we have proven, and this is, and we recently had published research at the American College of Foot and Ankle Surgeons Convention. We had published research there that is now going to make it into their publication because they were so enamored with the fact that footwear design can actually help somebody play at a higher level. And so this has been proven out that, that between the toe box and the other thing we saw was your ability, to make these quick movements really, is influenced by the structure of the shoe. So if you can take a shoe and hold it by the heel and the toe and twist it, don't play sports in it. It's creating so many inefficiencies that we can measure. So what we did at Squares is we have this piece that runs externally from the heel down in between the layers of the shoe. And it's what we call an arch support and anti-torsion piece. And what this does is it reduces the torsional momentum of that shoe as you're making these swings. And again, it's between the toe box, the anti-torsion piece that just reduces all of these inefficiencies that people create when they make these movements. Really, that is basically it's the fault of the shoe mostly. And we can prove that out and we can say that with a full confidence.
Well, it's just like the example you just gave, Bob, and I was doing it as you were describing it. But if you take your hand and I'm putting it on my desk here and I spread my fingers out a little bit just to let them lay naturally and press down and then pulling my fingers together and trying to press down. I mean, the amount of force that I'm able to generate with my fingers laying naturally is way bigger than if I pulling those fingers together. So it just makes sense that it would make a big difference with your feet. And in the shoe.
It is. And it's, you know, it's just proven science. There, you know, when the book, The Shoe Dog, came out by the Nike founder, one of the chapters, I believe the fourth chapter, he talked about opening up the toe box to let the toes operate properly to splay, you know, as you press down when you're running. Yet, you know, Nike has one of the most narrow toe box out there. It just didn't make sense. And, you know, it's all the rage today. If you look at Hoka, Ultra, On Running, you look at Ultra, you know, all these brands now have finally come to the realization that opening up the toe box provides better foot functionality, but also more comfort.
So, Bob, let's expand on all of that. Because like I mentioned in your intro, your stable of tour players and top instructors working with the brand continues to grow all the time. Like some of the great friends on this show, and I mentioned that in the intro as well, they're raving about the shoes. Great instructors like David Ledbetter, Rick Smith, Mark Immelman, to go along with Jim McLean, who's a great friend of the show, been on several times. Todd Kolb's joined me a couple of times. Bobby Clampett has as well. Taylor Crosby earlier this year. Talk about why so many of the great instructors have recognized the benefits that Square Shoes bring.
You know, because a lot of these instructors, like a Jim McLean, a Rick Smith, David Ledbetter, those people that openly endorse our brand, is that the reason they do it is because the swing they realize is built from the ground up. And I think Rick Smith said it best when he said he had a student come in. He said, "Rick, you know, where should my hands be? Should it be here, here, here at the top of my swing?" And Rick watched him take a couple of swings and he said, "Let's forget about your hands. Let's worry about from the waist down first." And really, when you think about it, if you can get a player to be better balanced and stable, they will hit the ball farther and straighter. Now, when we talk about balance and stability, balance is think of it this way. Are you too much weight on your toes, too much weight on your heels or your left foot or your right foot, the inside of your left foot, the inside of your right foot? Because if you're a right-handed golfer, when you load, you want to load on the trail heel. And when you think about it, if I can give you more stability, if I can allow your toes to sit naturally, the most efficient swing is when you load up your trail heel and then very quickly move that pressure on your trail foot into the ball of your foot on your trail heel, and then quickly to the left, which the best players in the world do. Great. Think about this. When you move that weight to your lead foot, you do what they call break. You're breaking. And that is, you actually break twice. As you get it back, you all that momentum going backwards, everything's going backwards, and then you move forward before that stops. And then you break right before you hit the ball. And by doing that, and that's what you're supposed to do, if you effectively break, it creates more power. That's why your hands are only moving at like 17 miles an hour and the club head is moving at 100. It's because of that breaking, that counter resistance. And the tour pros and the instructors know that's where it's all at today. Yes, athleticism is probably the dominating fact as to why a lot of these players are hitting the ball farther. But it's also their understanding of how to use the ground better. So that's why there's a lot of instructors that now really teach and focus on ground force, and then they let everything else come into play after that. And that's why you see a lot of these players now coming to us and putting the shoes on, because again, it's a key fundamental of the sport.
Jim McClain always talks about how critical the feet and the knees are in the swing, because that's where he says the swing starts in the kinematic sequence. Knees and the feet, then the hips, then the shoulders, then the arms, and then the club. So if it starts like that and it goes through that sequence, well, then of course you're beginning with your feet and the shoes. So it's pretty darn important to have the right piece, because essentially, I think you said this earlier, but it's the engine to the golf swing.
It truly is, but it's not only the engine. Your rotational capability in the swing comes from weight distribution. Now, I can give you a quick example of that. If you were to stand up and put all the weight you possibly can, if you're a right-handed golfer, on your back foot on your big toe, and just put all the weight you possibly can on your big toe, and then try to bring your right hip backwards, It will be very restricted. You really can't do it. You could probably move it just a little, but you really can't do it. But then I tell you to put all the weight you possibly can in the inside of your trail heel, you can move your right hip back beautifully. So what does that tell everybody? It tells everybody weight distribution is a function of rotational capability, and it's a function of creating power in the golf swing. And there's a lot of people out there now, people like Chris Finn, great PT and understands the golf swing. He looks at people's rotational capabilities as we get older. That's one of the things that really diminishes is our hip movement. And so he looks at that, but he looks at, when he looks at the hip rotation, he looks at the functionality of the foot, the weight distribution. And, you know, if you've got shoes that are breaking down, what that's doing is it's throwing gas on the fire of inefficiencies. It's creating even more inefficiency.
And folks, if the name Chris Finn sounds familiar to you, he's been on the show several times. He's over at Par for Success, and that is P-A-R, the number four, the word success.com is where you can find him. He and his organization are doing great things in the world of PT. Bob, let's move over to those other sports that you've mentioned, baseball, softball, pickleball. You've taken those markets by storm. You're an official partner with the Major League Players Association, which is a huge deal to get them to buy in and to do so quickly. How are you able to show Major League players that squares can help them not only get more distance, but also more exit velocity when they make contact?
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of similarities between golf and baseball relative to the importance of the feet and obviously the importance of the shoes. And what we saw is a lot of times that the shoes were breaking down and encouraging what we call a varus profile or a valgus profile. And think of it this way. A varus profile is when you pick up your big toe. And so the big toe comes off the ground, and a valgus is when you pick up your little toe. And what we saw as the baseball, as the hitters were loading, that they were picking up, and the shoe was actually, you know, encouraging to do that because they have different profiles of the competitive shoes. And so we watch that, and we watch the foot come off the ground, and we can measure how much energy loss is created there. And we can measure that in miles per hour. So, you know, we have a lot of guys in Major League Baseball that swing the bat well over 100 miles an hour. And yet, you know, they have that ability. And we saw them all over the map. They were swinging lower than that. And then we saw their, you know, inconsistencies. And a lot of those inconsistencies were because their footwear was breaking down. So what we did is when we entered this space, we just went out and we spent 3 years testing, players of all level in baseball. And what we did is we put them, on a pressure mat. We put them on, you know, devices that can measure their exit velocity. And we showed them just by changing their shoes at the Major League Baseball level, we had players picking up 5 miles an hour. In fact, Ramon Laureano, who was probably one of the biggest stars out there for the Padres this year, he got traded to the Padres and he gets traded out there and he had the highest batting average at towards the end of the season at the Padres. And he hit, I think it was 23 home runs and his batting average was 290 plus, like 293, 294. And it was something that this year, all he did was change his shoes. That was it. He changed his shoes. And last year he hit 11 home runs, you know, so wow. He saw the difference. We've got Alex Call from the Dodgers. We've got Fernando Cruz for the Yankees. We've got Liam Hendricks for the Red Sox. And these, even the pitchers were picking up 2.5 miles an hour on the four seam fastball by just changing their shoes. And why is that? Well, it's because they had a better platform, better interaction with the ground, and they had better balance and stability, and the shoe wasn't breaking down. And it's sometimes very hard for people to understand the importance of footwear and understand the construction of footwear, and how it relates to that sport. And really that's what we did. We went to baseball and look, there are four legacy brands in baseball with Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and New Balance. And you know, we just went out and said, hey, you know, put our shoes on, put their shoes on and start swinging and let the data show, you know, what's happening here. And then we have people, you know, they see the difference. They get a big smile on their face and they go, how the heck do you do it? And we said, well, look, we didn't give you anything you didn't have. It's just allowing your foot to operate properly. We give you better step balance and stability and the shoe isn't breaking down. So, you know, we became the official shoe of Major League Baseball Players Association. We're the official shoe of Perfect Game. We're the official shoe of Diamond Allegiance. We have 26 Major League Baseball players that are signed to contracts. We have over 200 MILB and Major League Baseball players wearing the shoes this season. And we didn't launch the shoes until October of last year. So in 1 year's time, we made this progress. And we did it because the data proved, and, you know, we met with a very big retailer. And when we presented, they said, you know, there's been really no innovation in baseball footwear in the last 10 years. And, we love to see it. And, anything that can benefit the player so that the player performs at the level that they're capable of playing and they enjoy the game, even if it's a young player, they just enjoy the game. It's good for the game. So, you know, our shoe is really picked up and I'm very excited about the progress there.
All right. So I got one bone to pick now, Bob, because we're Red Sox fans and I also love the Pirates. I heard a Yankee name in there. I mean, we can't be giving the Yankees anything that could give them a little bit of a leg up. I thought, you know, for one thing, it would be on every Red Sox player, but we can't let the Yankees have this thing.
You know, disappointing. I have to be at this point. You know, I've got people on the Dodgers, the Yankees, and I thought I could get that one by you, Chris. So good catch. But, you know, I have to be. Unfortunately, I have to be in public. I have to be Switzerland. You know. You know. So.
Yeah. Well, how do we get this in front of all the rest of the Red Sox? I mean, we got to get these guys, if they can pick up somewhere between 2 and 9 miles per hour on exit velocity. I mean, we got to have these guys banging it off the wall left and right. We need better offense on the Red Sox team. How do we get it in front of those guys?
I just, you know, what happens is that it's quite interesting. When we launched in golf, I heard all the time, hey, this is a gimmick. You know, it's, and I sit here today and we've got pickleball pros and we're the official shoe of a profession. It's called Chicago Slice, the professional pickleball team. We have been named one of the best performing shoes out there by some of the top pickleball entities out there, communities. And, you know, the accolades in baseball with Major League Players Association, perfect game and all. And, you know, as you mentioned in golf with, you know, we've had three tour wins. We've got eight guys out there playing the shoes. We were named this year the best performing golf shoe by Sports Illustrated. So, you know, what I do now is I just say, look at what the impact has been, you know, in these other sports. And we really have taken that gimmick thing off the table. And we really started to get people to think about, you know, the importance of footwear. And if I can get you to think about how important your feet are in your interaction with the ground, I want to get you there first. And then I'll come in afterwards and tell you about our shoe and why it's the best shoe out there. And so, you know, it's been a lot of fun, you know, to work with different players in baseball, whether it's pitchers, catchers, you know, fielders, whatever it may be, and to see the differences. Now, we not only see the differences in hitting and pitching, but we see it in running as well. And, you know, in baseball, running obviously is very important, you know, around the bases, but also in the field and their ability to move faster, you know, to get on that ball quicker. And again, with the toe splay in the shoe and allowing that big toe to be your rudder, we're seeing marked changes in people's performance.
You mentioned being an official partner. You're one of those with Coastal Riptide. That happened a few weeks ago. Talk about who they are and their place in baseball.
Yeah, Coastal Riptide is a travel ball organization based up in Maine. And this is, for me, this is the most fun, is that we get introduced to these travel ball organizations. And what the organizations do is they provide a platform for young athletes to come in and play baseball and or softball. And they put out there an organization that really puts on these events, provides fields and training facilities for kids to come in and, you know, compete, perfect their abilities. And, you know, a small little entity that's got 300 and something kids up in Maine reached out to us and said, look, I heard about the science of your shoes. And, you know, we're very interested. So I live in New Hampshire now. I grew up in Massachusetts, but I drove up there and I sat with them and I shared with the technology and everything. It was quite interesting. One of the owner's sons was there down in the bubble training. And so they called him up and they said, hey, look, you know, take this pair of shoes. And, you know, I had a size 9.5 with me and their son was 9.5. He took the shoes down. He texted his mother and said, man, these things are the real deal. I just picked up exit velocity. I can't believe it. And so, you know, I'm going back up there, the first week in December and do a fitting day with all the kids. And it's, you know, it's even more than performance, is that, you know, most people know this if you have kids, is their feet grow every 10 seconds, it seems, you know? And it's kind of interesting that, you know, foot health is so overlooked. And if you're going to jam your kid's feet into a set of Nikes or Adidas or something like that, you know, at young ages, you know, there's a lot of parents out there that let their kids wear, you know, sandals and things like that all the time to make sure their feet develop properly and give them good shoes and products that open up the toe box so that their feet develop naturally. You know, we hear a lot of this today. We hear a lot of this from parents that they're interested in injury prevention, you know, and foot health. And that's what our shoes do. Because if I can give you better balance and stability, you're less apt to pull an Achilles or twist your ankle and things of that nature.
So that's got to lead me into there. I mean, you've got the world essentially from an athletic standpoint, opportunities, because this has applications everywhere. I mean, pickleball could be the entryway into tennis shoes. You mentioned tearing Achilles, and how many times have we heard in the NFL players tearing their Achilles over the last several years? And as athletes get bigger, stronger, faster, it seems like the science behind what you're doing has an application, not just within the sports that you're already entered into, but it seems like it could be across the whole wide world of sports, if you will.
It's true. Any land-based sports, and I'll give you an example. Take the Celtics, Jason Tatum. You know, he pulls his Achilles. When you watch what happens, I'm gonna blame the shoe. The reason why, you know, that shoe broke down. If you look at the NBA today, about 70%, Chris, back in our day when we watched it, you know, probably about 70% of the players wore a high top.
Right.
If you look in the NBA today, 70% wear a low cut. You know, they're not wearing a high top. Why? Because you don't want to restrict the ankle. You know, that's why there's never been a high top that ever made it in golf. I mean, you had Ricky Fowler try it once. You had Bubba Watson try it once, but they couldn't make a cut wearing it. Well, the reason is that you'd never want to restrict your ankle. It's like the propulsion system. So, you know, it's something where they've learned that, you know, there's ways that you can provide a little more structure for the ankle. But if you let the ankle do what it's supposed to do, you're probably going to have less injury anyway. So I blame the shoes for breaking down. When you look at something, what happened to Jason Tatum, that shoe has no anti-torsion capability, none, zero. And so, you know, hey, look, you know, it's something where I think, you know, us as a company, I'm not looking to jump into those sports. I want to keep developing golf, baseball, and pickleball. But, you know, we've had a lot of requests from other types of sports to address those markets.
Yeah, as you were saying all that, I could hear Michael Corleone in my head. They're pulling you in. It feels like the other athletes are pulling you in to other sports. Is that, you know, I mean, I don't want to give any trade secrets away here, but, you know, could you be hearing whispers from other people? And now I say, well, I don't know. Let's take a look at this one. Let's take a look at that one.
You know, what's quite interesting is we've had one that you would probably never think of in a million years, couple of sports out there. I mean, What's the number one? I'll just tell you, it's cricket. I mean, cricket is the number one most viewed sport in the world. Simply when you look at demographics and things like that all around
wow.
the world.
Okay.
And, you know, that could be something that, but you know what else is interesting is that because of the balance in the stability of our shoes and the design, the patented design of, you know, there are other markets. We've been requested by the medical community to come out with a shoe that might be great for people who are diabetics with MS or Parkinson's, because again, that's all about balance and stability. You know, when you look at slip and fall accidents as we get older, $50 billion in 2024, there were $50 billion worth of medical claims based upon falls. So wow. there's other markets and other areas, just the fundamental premise that if I can improve your balance and stability, you know, your body will perform at a better level. And you mentioned it earlier. It's that kinematic chain and sequence that, you know, we interact with the ground and, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, that's very important. And if I can give you better balance and stability in sports, you'll optimize in, you know, your ability.
Bob, just a couple more before I let you go. And artificial intelligence is starting to take over the world. It feels like it's growing at such a rapid pace. Do you use AI at all when you're kind of putting together the plan, the drawing, the design of the shoes?
Yes. You know, we have used it for traction patterns and discuss, you know, trying to check and balance. I do it mostly for check and balance. Our designer does. You know, we use a lot of that AI for marketing. We write everything and then we put it through kind of like the filter or sifting the sand a little. We try to stay as open and honest as we can, you know, with our thoughts and our opinions versus putting it through something where somebody else offers that opinion, you know, but we do want to check and balance facts and things of that nature. But, you know, what I do when I look at footwear, I would say 95% of what drives the evolution of our shoe is the customer. Listening to them. When we launched this, people said, hey, the designs weren't contemporary enough. They've said it was heavy. And it was. And I'll give you an example. Our shoe, when we first launched it, was 590 grams. And there was only one shoe at the time that was heavier. And I think it was a FootJoy all leather shoe. And today we're at 424 grams. We're lighter than any other performance-based shoe out there, lighter than, you know, an Adidas Tour 360, a FootJoy Premier, a FootJoy Tradition, a G4 Gallivant. We're lighter than them at 424 grams on the spike shoe. So we listen to the consumer and you know, they will tell us the feedback. They will tell us where we need to innovate. And we keep innovating. We've got some new technology we're launching in January with our new line in all shoes. We looked at insole technology, and we've got a new insole technology that not only provides the comfort and the cushioning, but you try to balance cushioning with energy, you know, with energy exchange, because cushioning technically is absorption. And you don't want to, you want to provide cushioning without providing a lot of energy absorption. So, you know, just these little details makes us better. But yes, we do use AI on certain things, but I will tell you that 95% of the innovation comes from listening to the consumer.
Well, the fact that you're coming out with new innovative designs and new insole technology and all that sort of thing, that's the other piece that I wanted to get your thoughts on, because you guys are continually trying to make the shoe better. And it seems like it's hard to imagine how you could, with all of the results and all the science behind it, but somehow you're not resting on your laurels. In other words, you're continuing to try to figure out ways, maybe just a tweak here, a tweak there, that even makes it better. And to me, that's very impressive.
We do. You know, as you know, Chris, we even did a lace technology. We printed silicone on the top of the lace. So when you pull that lace tight, it locks the up or down onto your foot comfortably, but you're not tying that shoe throughout the round. And a lot of foot fatigue, you know, what's the first thing most golfers do when they get done? They take their shoes off. Why? Because the shoes, for the most part, are really narrowing their toes in the shoe. But second, and their foot's not operating properly. So that's why you get a lot of foot fatigue. But the other thing is, when those laces start to loosen up, or you've got a shoe that you can hold by the heel and the toe and twist it, those lightweight sneaker-like shoes, your foot is moving in that shoe. Whether you feel it or not, it's moving in that shoe. And that's what's creating the foot fatigue. So, you know, we look at everything like that. We look at the balance, the delicate balance between weight and structure. We look at functionality. We look at new materials all the time, and we test them. And, you know, you can't, as you say, rest on your laurels. You can't do that. You always got to innovate. And whether that's, you know, the eye candy, you know, making the shoe look better with texture, with colors, the popular colors and things like that. You've got to innovate in that area, but you're also going to innovate in functionality.
Another area I want to give kudos to you for, because it could have easily gone unnoticed, because from a sock perspective, having those square toes, you have square toes socks, because look, all of our socks squeeze our toes together in them. And if you take the squeezed toes and the socks and you stick them in the square shoes, you're going to lose a lot of the benefits. You guys recognize that. It could have been a small detail that went, you know, by the wayside, but you didn't let that happen. You've got square toe socks that helps keep the benefits to the shoes as well.
100%. The key to this, the key to generating power of the ground is toe splay. Balance and toe splay. If your toes can splay, you will have better balance stability and you will be able to create more ground force. And that's a fact. So anything that restricts that, then you're losing distance and you're losing accuracy. And so we looked at that. One of the things that, and I'll give a little insight into the insole, is that we saw different types of materials that you use for insole, that foot can still slide in the shoe because of the, you know, because of the insole. And what's really come to light is anti-slip, is doing an insole that is anti-slip, that once you put your foot in there, now it's not hard to put your foot in there, sock's not going to get bunched up, but when you lock in your foot, you don't want your foot slipping in there. In fact, it's all the rage in Asia now in sports, where they're wearing those hospital socks, you know, with that silicone printed on the bottom of the sock, so that you're, you know, when you're walking across the floor, you're not going to fall. And they're wearing that. They're also wearing the five finger socks over there. Why? Because they don't want their toes to splay, and they're seeing marked performance increases. And what they're doing is they're trying to get out of their production what our shoe can offer them.
Wow. That's impressive too. Bob, before I let you go, remind our listeners how they can stay up to date with all the great things that you and Squares are doing, whether they're following you on your website or they're doing it on social media as well.
Yeah, just the best thing to do is go on to squares.com. And that is S-Q-A-I-R-Z, squares.com. And you can sign up for Squares Nation. And there's no cost to that. You know, you will receive emails for us, but we send out lessons of the week from some of these great instructors we have. But, you know, people get first look at all the new models and up to date things and science and technology and innovation. We share all of this with people that come to our website and sign up for Squares Nation.
Well, Bob, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule to come back and be a part of the show. It's a huge honor to have you and Squares as partners with me here on the show, and seeing the tremendous growth that Squares has had over the years, from starting out as a concept on the golf side. And now, essentially, like I say, you're being pulled into all of the other sports because of what you're doing, the science behind it, and how great the product is. So congratulations to you and everybody there for the great things that you're doing. I'm excited to see what happens in 2026, where you guys go from here, and all the great things that'll happen. You're just tremendous, my friend.
Same to you, Chris, and congratulations on all your success. And I, you know, look, there are two things I always tell people. You're only good as the guy interviewing you. And secondly, is that people like you provide companies like us with a forum to come out and tell our story. So it's me who has to thank you. So thank you for all that you do.
Absolutely. You're welcome. All right, Bob, take care, my friend. I hope we get this privilege of catching up with you again before too long.
Sounds good, Chris. You take care of yourself.
You too, Bob. Folks, that is the great Bob Winskiewicz. And look, when I first got introduced to Bob and learned about the shoe, and much the same story. Now, look, Nick Faldo is a guy that is out there that you see commercials for all the time, particularly when you're watching tournaments on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour. You see him out there talking about Squares. Well, you know, Bob gave him a pair of shoes to try, and Nick bought in just like that. Like, he wanted in on the whole thing with Squares the moment he put those shoes on and played some golf and hit some golf shots. Well, that's the same for me. When I got introduced to Bob and took a look at the shoes and started wearing them, that's how we very organically grew our partnership with one another. He's not paying me to be a sponsor of the shoes and to come on here. It's because I believe in the shoe that much. I don't have any other shoes out there. I mean, I've got a handful of shoes from Squares and nothing else. And I don't want anything else, because when he told me about going out there and, hey, twist your shoes around. Now, a lot of people will take a look at that and say, hey, that just makes them more flexible for me. And they don't understand the science behind for how bad that is for you and for your golf game. So I challenge you, go out there and take a look at your shoes, twist them around. And if you think that's helping you be better and more flexible, you're losing distance. So go check that piece out and go on to squares.com. Again, S-Q-A-I-R-Z.com is the website, and check out what they're doing and all the great products and all of the great styles now. Like Bob talked about, they're coming out with different styles and patterns and colors and all of that sort of thing, which is fantastic. They just had some in the red, white, and blue that I was excited. I wanted to see more of the guys on the Ryder Cup wearing those things. And maybe that's a secret we need to share with who the next captain is. Like, hey, put your boys in these things. Maybe it'll give us a better opportunity to win this thing back. But Bob is an innovator first and foremost. The science behind it is real. And I challenge you to test it for yourself. Get yourself a pair of shoes, go out to the driving range, wear your shoes and their shoes, and see which one makes a difference. I'm telling you, you're going to be shocked at actually how real the science and the feel is that's going to make a difference in your golf game and how far you hit the golf ball and how much better it is. And then at the end, and Bob just mentioned this close to the end of the conversation, how much better your feet are going to feel at the end of the day. As he talked about, how many times have you reached the end of your round and go, I got to get my feet out of these shoes? You're not going to do that when you put your squares on. So check it out. Let me know what you think at CT Mascaro on Instagram and out on X as well. All right, my friends, it is time for me to put a bow on this episode of Next on the Tee. My sincere thanks go out again to Tom Patrick, Paul Horton, and Bob Winskowitz for joining me this week. Now, scheduled to join me next week are 21-time winner between the PGA and Champions Tours, our good friend John Cook will be back. You guys know what a great time it is every time Cookie is a part of the show. Another wonderful friend and former PGA of America president and one of the great ladies in our game, that is Susie Whaley. She will be back. I love Susie, so it's going to be a great first half of the show. Then you need to come back for part two because fitness expert and another wonderful friend of this show, a fantastic lady who's out there with my Goomba, Rob Strano, at his golf academy, Courtney Weber, will make a long overdue return visit here to the show. So, folks, it's going to be a great time. I hope you'll come back and press play and be a part of it with us. I want to thank our friends again over at the Pittsburgh Tribune Review for hosting this show on their site. For great coverage of everything going on in Western Pennsylvania, including your favorite sports, go to triblive.com. You can find this show by then clicking on the sports section tab, and you're going to see the most recent episode front and center for you right there on the homepage of the sports section. Or you can click on sports and then podcast network. You're then going to see the Next on the Tee logo. If you'll then click on that, many of the most recent episodes from this season are right there for you as well. But you can find this show pretty much anywhere you get your podcast content, particularly out on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and golfnewsnet.com. And folks, a huge thank you to the great folks at Good Pods for making this show one of their recommended podcasts. So please download their free app and stream your favorite podcast right there on your favorite device. But like I say, each and every week, the biggest thanks go out to each and every one of you for being the greatest supporters in the history of podcasts. I appreciate each and every one of you so very much. Until next time, hit them straight, my friends.
Thanks for joining Chris again this week on Next on the Tee. We hope you enjoyed the conversations as much as we did. Please share the show with your golf buddies and be sure to follow it on TribLive or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Thanks for pressing play and being part of the journey. We'll see you next week, right here, where the best minds in golf share their stories.